Hey, and on this Windy City Queercast, we are talking about all things True Colors shining through. That's right. True Colors Tour is kicking off. It is going from coast to coast, north to south, everywhere in between. And Stephen Rader and I discuss, what do Betty Buckley, Cyndi Lauper, and Dolly Parton have in common? And Bravo and Lifetime, does anything get gayer than those two networks? Lastly, Carson Kressley, speaking of does anything get any gayer, Carson Kressley from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy on our show. It's so much fun talking to him. He's just driving his little car and talking to me. We're queers talking to queers via little earpieces and cell phones and Skype. Fabulousness. Zhuzh it.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Amy Matheny. This Queer Cast is brought to you in part by
Bud Light. Bud Light keeps it coming.
American Airlines, offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aa.com/rainbow.
And by Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit broadwayinchicago.com.
Listening to the Windy City Queercast show number 215. I'm Amy Matheny.
I'm Stephen Rader.
And we are hanging out again at a bar. What is up with us?
We're
this is
gay.
We're gay. We're queer.
And we're here.
Get used to it. You know what is going on tour? True Colors.
I can't wait. I saw it last year.
You did?
How did you think? It was the most amazing thing. Quite frankly, if you have the chance, True Colors or no, to see Cyndi Lauper in concert, you go.
She's genius, right?
She stood on my chair and sang. Like, she truly, you don't think of that voice. It's a good voice, but you don't think of it as a powerhouse voice.
She's a powerhouse. Can
it's
I say,
amazing.
Here's three women that I think their voices have absolutely stood the
Rose
test.
O'Donnell, I'm gonna kill you.
No, stood the test of decades. They are Cyndi Lauper.
Cyndi Lauper.
Dolly Parton.
Betty Buckley.
I am in three different genres of music.
I'm going to give you that one.
And all three of them have the range, the scope, the emotion, everything.
Okay, I have to say this about the True Colors concert. Were you there last year?
I was there last year.
When
Blondie was out of her mind. Deborah Harry was crazy.
She's cuckoo panties.
Yeah.
My favorite thing about
Cuckoo
True Colors,
for Cocoa Puffs.
Everything about that concert was Rosie saying that when it was the whole, it was right after the fight with Elizabeth.
Hasselbeck on The View.
They know, they're queer. And so she's at home with that Wednesday of that fight. And she said, the phone's ringing off the hook, and I don't want to talk to anybody. And she goes, I looked at my caller ID, and I see it says Cyndi Lauper. And I go, okay. She picks up the phone, and she's Cyndi Lauper said, "Hey, Ro.
Hey, Ro.
I saw the show.
I saw the show."
She said, "You totally fucked.
You totally fucked."
And she goes, "You want to come on tour with us?
You want to come on tour with us?"
And of course, she was there, and it was genius. It's exactly what you think Cyndi Lauper would do. "Hey, Ro. You totally fucked." Loved it. She sang incredibly well. Rosie was wonderful. I mean, it was the best concert I've seen in a long, long time.
So Rosie's on tour again, and also our guest on the Queercast today, Carson Kressley, from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, who is also a famed author now, television show star.
He was on Paula's Party. Let's just call it what it was.
He's a stylist. He's a Ralph Lauren guru, and he's on an equestrian horseback rider.
Shut the hell up.
He is so cute. And he talks to me as he's driving to the first rehearsal for the True Colors Tour, which is coming to a city near you. I don't care where you live. They are coming from the East Coast to the West Coast to the South, all the way to Canada. They are covering the Americas. And I'm Carson Kressley on our Queercast today.
It's amazing. It's
zhuzh.
Zhuzh?
Zhuzh. That's the word I remember from Carson. Zhuzh.
Zhuzh.
Just zhuzhing your sleeves. Remember zhuzh? I love me some Carson.
Did you watch The Queer Eye for the Straight Guy?
I did. Yeah. I did. And I was like, oh, I should know that.
Because you're a queer eye?
I should know about it. But I'll tell you this. Yeah. I will say that I kind of want to punch them all in the neck.
Why?
Because now I go out and I see straight men with really fabulous patterned shirts and fabulous jeans and good shoes with great hair. And I go, he's gay. And my kids are screwed up. And they got girlfriends.
Yeah.
They trained them to give away too many of our secrets.
They created so...
Those five guys and Larry Craig gave away too many of our secrets.
They created so many metrosexuals.
Larry Craig created a lot. But
did he really?
I'm saying, tap, tap, tap. But the five of them, they create a lot of metrosexuals.
It's really, 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 it's amazing how many metrosexuals they created. And a lot of straights that like the gays now.
They do. Well,
after, because we watch Bravo.
What's not to love?
Some of my straight girlfriends, they only watch Bravo.
Only watch Bravo.
And their husbands are a little worried, but not much.
Bravo, it took the place of the gayest network after Lifetime Television for women and gave in.
Yeah.
I mean?
Logo is trying to edge their way in.
There's no way. We could have the gayest channel of the world. Yeah. You know what I mean? We could play like Harvey Fierstein movies 24/7. It's not going to ever get gayer than Bravo and Lifetime.
It's
ever.
It's true. But
Betty Broderick story, it's never gayer than that.
It's true. We are going to have, though, the New Next Now Awards with one of our co-hosts. Coleman Domingo is co-hosting with Candace Kane. And it's coming this weekend with Domingo and Candace Kane. And we'll be telling you more about it in the show. But, hey, let's go and tell you what's going on in the theater scene. And Stephen and I will be back because we're just hanging out. It's so Gay Pride Month, isn't it?
Yes.
We have a cocktail in hand. We're ready to do it.
The critics call it a blockbuster, a phenomenon, a show that makes you laugh, cry, and think. Audiences call it the most thrillifying theatrical experience of a lifetime. Now, at Chicago's Ford Center Oriental Theater, you can discover for yourself that everything you've heard about Wicked is true. Wicked, the untold story of the Witches of Oz, the musical that changed Chicago for good.
Marsha's favorite team, the Wizard and Love.
Are you ready to meet the Wizard? Call Ticketmaster.com today.
June 2nd, 2008, you're in Chicago's Culture Club.
Looking Glass Theater Company presents Nelson Algren for Keeps and A Single Day, the words of Nelson Algren with films and original music. Films and direction by John Musial. Produced in association with the Museum of Contemporary Art and playing now on the MCA stage. For more information on Nelson Algren, visit LookingGlassTheater.org.
Get your toughest problem solved by a beloved Chicago expert. Judith Ivy comes to Northlight Theater fresh from Broadway to star as columnist Ann Landers in The Lady with All the Answers, playing now through June 29th. For information or to purchase tickets to The Lady with All the Answers, visit northlight.org.
Bohemian Theatre Ensemble presents the musical phenomenon Jekyll and Hyde in a complete reimagining of this gothic tale, accentuating the power of the original in a fresh, exciting new way. Jekyll and Hyde playing now through July 20th at the Theatre Building, Chicago, 1225 West Belmont. Call 773-327-5252 for tickets. Mention the word facade and get $5 off the regular ticket price.
For more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com.
So Stephen and Rader and I have to talk to you because we're so excited. The Tony Awards are coming up June 15th.
I love it.
We are so excited about the Tony Awards, are we not this
year?
It's
a Chicago Tony Awards.
It is a total Chicago Tony Awards, yes. Or an awards in which I know people. One of our co-hosts, Coman Domingo, who you have heard talk about the New Next Now Awards that are going to be on Logo this weekend. His play, Passing Strange, his musical, is nominated for a shitload of Tony Awards. I have a friend in Sunday in the Park with George, nominated for a shitload of Tony Awards.
Yes.
Then we have Chicago's very own Chicago Shakespeare Theater getting a Tony Award for Best Regional Theater.
There's Barbara Gaines going, gimme.
God, is she excited. That
she
bitch can raise some money.
Well, she deserves it.
She does. And then we have the Steppenwolf production of August Osage County. If you have not seen that, it is genius. Just that one, not that one. And I'm directing about my drink.
Take this drink, but not that one. This is something else.
So it's really exciting. I love the Tony Awards, and their ratings go down every year. But don't homosexuals know they need to support?
Well, I don't think they do watch as much as they do. But I'm going to tell you right now, the woman that should win the Tony Award for Best Actress in a Musical, and people are going to hate me for this, is my friend Kelly O'Hara, who I've worked with. She's lovely. She is the actress to beat. However, because of Gypsy,
Patti LuPone's
going to win. Is Patti LuPone going to win? Yes, you know she's going to win.
Now, August Osage County, definitely going to win. Chicago Home Spun
Play. If it
play.
Doesn't win Best Play, someone should be shot in the head.
And definitely Deanna Dunnigan and Amy Morton and Rondi Reed, all fantastic actresses.
Yes. Well, you know, I don't know if I'm going to say this out of, maybe, who cares? A lot of them are leaving the show right at the Tony Awards.
They are. So if you have time, you need to run, don't walk,
to
see
August Osage County.
Because they're all leaving the show. They're done. They're going to go to London. So many of them will go back to when the play goes to London.
God almighty.
But they're exhausted.
Well, it's a really long, fantastic
play to do.
It ain't Aladdin, that's for damn sure.
And you're still blue in Aladdin this summer?
Am I blue? Yes. I have so much blue in my face, it ain't funny. It sucks.
It sucks.
I mean, not the show. No, but putting blue on your face every morning. Yes.
Like the blue man.
And the little kitties. They're just adorable.
So I got my new Entertainment Weekly this week, the Bible of all things queer.
Yes.
And Mad Men. Are you watching this show?
I never watched Mad Men.
Are you kidding me?
But they're hot. I've seen the guys.
It's so genius.
I've got to see it.
It's so genius. And it's coming back on this summer along with like The Closer and TNT Saving Grace. Ugh. I love summer television because So You Think You Can Dance is on.
It's
so much better than Idol. Now, it's
Come
not better than
on.
Gay Idol, but it is so much better than Idol.
So You Think You Can Dance. Come
genius.
On.
Genius. These kids make me so hot.
It ain't no Desperate Housewives. That's for
sure. Oh, come on. There is so much skill, much talent, so much beautiful bodies, and sinewy muscles. Now, I love me some Marsha Cross, redhead.
Hot.
So hot.
Hot.
I'm genius. Hot. Were you happy with the Desperate Housewives
ending?
Ending,
yes,
with the flash forward to 5 years?
I was freaked out. The guy that plays Brian Kenny, or that played Brian Kenny in Queer as Folk, is somehow 5 years from now married to Susan Meyer.
Can I tell you the funniest thing?
What?
My mother, Virginia Matheny, who is a total Steel Magnolia from the South, my mama and I are talking about Desperate Housewives, and she says, "Now, Amy, who is that guy that was with Susan in the end of the show?"
Oh, my God.
And I said, "Mom, that's a new actor." "Well, is he going to be her husband?" "Well, husband or boyfriend, Mom, I don't know." And she goes, "Now, why do I know him?"
Oh, God.
And I said, "Mom, he was on Queer as Folk. He was kind of the hot guy on Queer as Folk." And my mother says, "Oh, that's right. That's That's why I know him. You know, times they are a-changing when my 70-plus-year-old mother knows Brian Kenny from Queer as Folk.
When my aunt, I stayed with my aunt and uncle a few years ago, and I'm walking upstairs on Thursday evening, and they're watching Will and Grace. And I went, why are you watching? We love this. That's one of our favorite shows on TV.
We
are
love
you
just Jack.
Out of your mind. I mean, they watched it like crazy.
Yeah.
You homosexuals are funny. I mean, they would never talk
we
about
it. We are funny and we are talented, as we witnessed at the last Windy City Gay Idol.
Brilliant.
Hey, folks. Carson Kressley from Queer Eye from the Straight Guy. He made us all seem so accessible. I mean, really, he was kind of the ringleader of the Queer Eye for the Straight Guys. And, And seriously, I think everybody fell in love with these Bravo wonders and their show and their books. Carson Kressley's now on summer tour, as I call it, summer camp for rock stars, and he's been invited. And Steven Rader and I are going to the concert here in just
a
week.
Wait.
We cannot wait, because I love me some B-52s. So fucking much. Kate Pearson
from the Funplex. Yes. My favorite thing of that whole Funplex song is... Or is it at the mall on a diet pill? I'm like, oh.
The diet pills. Love them.
Love him.
So it's a big, fat queer cast we have for you with Carson Kressley today.
Yay.
So Steven Rader with me. Stay tuned.
Yay.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Male Fur Coat Wearer.
Mr. Male Fur Coat Wearer.
Perhaps fashion's greatest mystery. What makes a big, strong man say, I think I need a new fur coat?
I don't know.
The very height of political incorrectness. Nothing says, I could give a rat's rear end like a man in a floor-length chinchilla.
I'm taking no prisoners.
A look that's half street pimp, half Aunt Esther, and full-on fur-tastic. Sure, it's gauche, but you don't spend more on your coat than your car, not to be noticed.
Look at me.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, Mr. Male Fur Coat Wearer, because it takes a real man to wear a lady's coat.
Mr. Male Fur Coat Wearer.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
103.9 Proud FM, that's RuPaul. This is Deb Pierce, and who's on the phone?
Deb Pierce, happy birthday! It's Amy Matheny calling you from the Windy City Queercast in Chicago.
You know, Amy Matheny, I don't usually talk about our podcast very often. Thank you very much for the well wishes. Let's talk about that for a second. That you and I, well, let's talk about it. You tell the Proud FM listener what goes on with you and I. I mean,
well,
the stuff we can tell the general public. That is.
Well, I'm not telling all the naughty bits and pieces.
Okay,
but
good.
I came to Toronto from Chicago to tour your fabulous city as a gay and lesbian person, and came into Proud FM, met you, hit it off, and I said, hey, I've got this podcast that's based out of Chicago in the States, but goes all around the world, and why don't you call in and tell me what's going on in Toronto once a month? And so you do, and we have a gaggle of fun.
And whoop, there it is.
Oop, there it is at WindyCityQueercast.com.
I was just going to ask you for that. Now, basically, people that are listening in Canada have been listening to Proud FM maybe for over a year, and people listening in the States have been listening to you doing radio stuff for a while. So we're kind of the same person as far as being, you know, blonde lesbies on the radio.
We are. I don't know if you're butch to my femme or if that's just on the streets or how it goes down in the sheets. We're not telling all that, but... It's good, clean fun, honestly, and I love you, and I'm so glad that it's your birthday and that you're older than I am. Makes me happy.
Pride Fest Milwaukee, June 6th, 7th, and 8th at the Summerfest Grounds on Milwaukee's Lakefront, featuring comedian Wanda Sykes on Friday, June 6th.
If you don't believe in same-sex marriage, then don't marry somebody of the same sex. Affect your marriage. Are straight couples in marriage counseling now? Like, you know, we just ain't been working together since Bill and Ted hooked up.
Windy City Media Group welcomes Natasha Bedingfield Saturday, June 7th.
Feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it.
Natasha Bedingfield. Indigo Girls Sunday, June 8th.
Shame on you.
Indigo Girls.
Closer I am.
sponsored by Lacage Nightclub, Pottawatomie Bingo Casino, and Miller Lite. Get discounted tickets and premium reserve seats at PrideFest.com.
I'm Kirk Williamson.
I'm Amy Matheny.
And this is the Week in News. For the eighth year in a row, ExxonMobil shareholders struck down a resolution that would have added sexual orientation and gender identity to its non-discrimination clause. Roughly 40% of the corporation's shareholders voted in favor of passing the resolution. ExxonMobil is one of only a handful of top corporations that does not provide discrimination protections to GLBT employees.
Pick where you get your gas. Philadelphia officials plan to challenge a lawsuit filed by a local Boy Scouts chapter. The lawsuit attempts to block the city from evicting the Scouts because of its anti-gay policy. The city is evicting its local Boy Scouts chapter on May 31st from a city building it has used rent-free for over eight decades. The city gave the chapter 1 year to ditch its anti-gay policy, pay $200,000 a year in rent, or get out. The Boy Scouts of America bans gays from being members, and Philadelphia officials say that the policy violates a city ordinance prohibiting sexual orientation discrimination.
A disabled gay dad, Gary Day, is suing the Social Security Administration for benefits for his children. The SSA said that legal questions and policy issues have kept the office from determining if Day is eligible to receive child insurance benefits. He submitted his application in 2006 and has not received any correspondence from the agency.
A Turkish gay group is fighting a court ruling that ordered it to close down. Lambda, which is headquartered in Istanbul, was ordered to close because of violating morality. GLBT people have become more visible in Turkey, and the community recently held its first gay rights march, but reports harassment and discrimination increased. Lambda is allowed to operate until the appeals court ruling.
Almost one-fourth of gay and lesbian adults don't have health insurance. A nationwide survey showed that gays and lesbians are almost twice as likely than heterosexuals to lack any type of health insurance coverage. Also, 85% think it's important that health insurance companies provide domestic partner coverage. Participants in the survey also said that they are more likely to consider obtaining health insurance from a company whose advertisements speak to gay and lesbian people.
A Midwestern university might become the largest university to have an openly gay leader. Lesbian Biddy Martin has been recommended to become the University of Wisconsin-Madison's chancellor. The university's official decision will be released next week. Martin is an official at Cornell University and author of Femininity Played Straight: The Significance of Being Lesbian.
Former model Lauren Hutton thinks Sex and the City's portrayal of single women as sluts is the fault of its gay writers. Hutton told the Today Show, "It's written by guys who happen to be gay, who are sluts. Most men are sluts." She admitted she had never seen an episode of Sex and the City. "You have a bunch of guys who are sluts writing for women and telling them that they are supposed to act like this," she continued. And that's the Week in News, brought to you by Windy City Times.
Hey guys, this is Miss Cleo. I want you to listen to Windy City Queercast.
He's a stylist, author, fashion designer, star of TV's Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, and now tour leader and groupie. Carson is going on the road with Cyndi Lauper and a gaggle of gays and gay allies for the second annual True Colors Tour, presented by Logo and produced in partnership with the Human Rights Campaign. And I'm so thrilled to talk to Carson right before he sets off for his grand voyages. Hey, Carson, how are you?
I'm good. I'm actually on my voyage right now. I'm in my car driving to Boston for our first rehearsal.
How exciting. This is like going to summer camp for gay rock stars, and you're invited.
It totally is. Maybe, you know, we'll do a lot more fun things than making crafts out of macaroni.
Although gays can even make that fun. Come on, a little glitter.
Totally. So a little glitter, a little glue, and a dream, that's all it takes.
Exactly. How did Cindy invite you to be a part of this summer festivities?
Well, I was lucky enough to go see the show last summer in Atlantic City, and I wanted, obviously, to go see Cindy and Debbie Harry and the whole group that they had last year. And during the break, kind of like during intermission, I got to go backstage and meet everybody, which was super fun. And the organizer said, hey, do you want to, you know, introduce the next, you know, half of the show? And I said, okay. And it was kind of like an American Idol for hosting moment where you just go up and do your thing. And I was just like, okay, I'll try it. And I did, and it was super fun. And had a great time with the crowd. And then this year when they were organizing the tour, Cindy and her producers who were running the tour for her came to me and said, hey, would you be interested? And I was like, yeah, I'd love to see the country and have someone else pay for all the gas. So bring it on.
Especially this summer, somebody else paying for all the gas.
I know, it's ridiculous.
So did you just immediately say yes because you'd had a taste of it being on stage in Atlantic City?
Yeah, basically. I just thought the idea of, you know, first of all, anytime you collaborate with amazing people, talented people like Rosie O'Donnell and Cindy Lauper and the B-52s, you know it's going to be an amazing experience. And that's one of the great things from doing Queer Eye and from doing How to Look Good Naked and some of the TV stuff I've done. You get asked to do these fun things that you would never, ever, ever have an opportunity to do.
Yeah.
So when those opportunities arise, I kind of just say yes right away.
Ugh, it's just saying yes to your life is so exciting. You have no idea where it will take you. And it's taking you from Massachusetts to New York to Toronto, Atlanta, Chicago, D.C., Florida, Texas, California. You're even going to Utah. I love that.
Even going to Utah and to Vancouver.
And Vancouver. How cool is that?
And Oklahoma City, where you wouldn't think there'd be that many gays, but in fact there are. That's one of the cool things I think about this tour is that we're not just doing like the New York, the LA, the Chicago thing. We are getting out there to those parts of the country like Oklahoma City and Utah and places where a lot of gay people don't have a great sense of community and don't feel supported. And that's one of the messages of the tour is that, you know, we still need to be active in our community and work with our straight allies and just, you know, try to, you know, ultimately get us to a state where we have the same rights as our straight counterparts.
Well, and it's also an election year, and I know that that is a really big theme of what you all want to encourage people to do is getting out the vote this year, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the whole, you know, kind of rock the vote kind of theme to the show. And really just to raise awareness and to let people know that, you know, it is an election year and everybody's vote counts and doesn't matter who you're voting for, just get out there and make sure your voice is heard. And I think a lot of times, especially even in the GLBT community, we kind of become complacent and our lives settle down and we have kind of, you know, a roof over our heads and, you know, food in our fridges. But we have to remember that we still have a long way to go in terms of equal rights and marriage equality and so many thousands of rights that, you know, our straight counterparts have that we're still lacking.
Well, and it's going to be exciting when you hit California because by that point, there may be marriages happening on the West Coast.
Exactly. I might even perform a couple. I am a licensed minister.
Are you?
I am. I got licensed to do a wedding on Queer Eye in Vegas, but I think I'm only licensed in Nevada. But it's not that far of a drive. So.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Well, I would have included that you're also an ordained minister if I had known that in your introduction. Maybe I'll do a quick edit.
You know, it gets a little long when you add ordained minister in. So just Emmy Award winning.
There you go. Emmy Award winning. Hey, speaking of the election, who of the potential candidates of Hillary, Bill, Michelle, Barack, John, and I don't know his wife. What's his wife's name? I don't even know. Who would you
Who's
like
that?
To dress? And would you be excited about dressing any of them for the inauguration ball?
Well, I am a Hillary supporter. I'm a Hillraiser.
Good for you. I am too.
I would actually love to address Hillary for her inauguration. I think it would be awesome. I think we've never really, you know, obviously we've never had a woman president, so it'd be a momentous occasion. But more so than just that, I just think she's a great candidate and someone who could really get us back on track ASAP.
Yeah. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Hey, tell me, who else is going to be on tour with you this year? I know Rosie O'Donnell is coming back. Of course, Sydney is our big headliner. But who are some of the other artists that are going to be on the entire tour? And who are some of the guest artists making appearances?
Yeah, we have an amazing slate of stars. Of course, Cindy, Rosie, and the B-52s are going to be in every venue, I believe. And they're really kind of, you know, the anchors of the tour. But then they've invited special guests in different cities. We have Andy Bell from Erasure. We have Deborah Cox coming to join us in Miami. And I think maybe in some of the kind of Southwestern shows. Wanda Sykes, the amazing comedian. Who else? We have The Clicks. We have Regina Spektor. So many people.
Yeah,
basically
so
everybody
sweet.
Good we have.
Yeah, it's such an exciting, and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts are coming out this year.
Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Put Another Dime in the Jukebox Baby.
Oh.
They are coming.
And then those cute little lesbian twins, the little Tegan and Sarah, who are just like little pocket
Tegan
lesbians.
And Sarah, yes. If you love the L world, you're going to love Tegan and Sarah.
Yeah, they're fabulous.
They're so cute.
Yeah, for the people in Chicago, if you're listening and you're in the Chicagoland area, we're going to have, of course, as he said, Cindy, the B-52s, Rosie, and also Tegan and Sarah will be here on our stop. I have friends in other cities who are kind of sad they're not getting to see Tegan and Sarah. The Clicks, who just won a new Next Now award, and our other co-host, Coleman Domingo, was there giving them that award. And the White Tie Affair that I don't know. So it's always fun to have a new band because Cindy always introduces some great people every year.
Exactly.
And then you. And then Fabulous You.
And Fabulous Me in 5 or 6 different outfits.
Oh, you're going to have quick changes, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to change every time I come out. Just like, I don't know, like Ellen hosting the Oscars. I thought I would change every time.
Excellent.
You know, bring some fashion to the people.
Exactly. So now tell me, speaking of bringing some fashion to the people, you know, this is a big week right now with Sex and the City, the impending film, and all of the articles of how these women revolutionized and changed the fashion world. How do you think they did that? Or do you think they were really a catalyst for an enormous change and a revolution in women's fashion?
I really do think they were. I think, you know, I'm friends with Pat Fields, who was the stylist on the show, who did an amazing job of really bringing those characters to life through their clothes. And I think when you pair it up with amazingly talented actresses, it made them seem like real people.
Yeah.
And, you know, it put those different styles out there from Carrie to, you know, Kristen Davis, who was the kind of uptown girl. It just, you know, it kind of showed people a model that they could kind of work from.
Yeah.
And especially Carrie's stuff, I think, you know, really inspired a lot of people, you know, young girls and young women who are watching. I mean, it's definitely something that's going to influence them for the rest of their lives.
Yeah. Do you identify with one girl more than the other?
You know what? Everyone thinks I would be a Carrie, but I think I'm more of a Kim Cattrall.
Are you really? You're a man whore?
Yeah,
What's going on?
I'm a Scorpio, so I'm always, you know, I'm always in the mood, if you know what I mean.
I'm with you. See, I would have thought you had a little bit of Charlotte, a little bit of that, you know, Upper West Side. You're an equestrian rider. For people who may not know, you're a U.S. World Cup equestrian team rider. You're Ralph Lauren wearing kind of classic
background
kind of guy.
Yeah, you know what? I guess I'm just, I am a little bit like her, but I'm a little less uptight.
Yeah.
So I guess that's why I thought I was more like Kim's character.
See, I think we all have a little bit of all of them in us, don't you?
Yeah, and I think that's probably, you know, how the show was written, that it was different, you know, personalities that we all kind of have.
Yeah. Well, you are extremely driven, so that would make you kind of like a Miranda. You have published so many books. I mean, of course, obviously, the best-selling author of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy companion book, and then you did your self-help guide, Off the Cuff, but you're also a children's book writer, which I actually did not know until I started prepping for this interview.
I wrote a book called You're Different and That's Super, and it's a really, really, I think it's a really sweet kid's book about, you know, being different as, you know, it's about the gayest thing ever. It's about a unicorn, but he doesn't know he's a unicorn, and he just doesn't fit in with all the other, like, ponies, and then one day he's like, oh my God, I'm a unicorn. That's so icky and gross, and I'm so ashamed of it. But then one day he thought is that, you know, being different and some diversity can be an asset and can be a great thing. So it's got a great message, I think, and it's fun, and I collaborated with this amazing equestrian artist named Jared Lee, who did the best illustrations ever. And it's really fun. I think you can get it on Amazon.com if you want to get one. I'll send you one.
I would love it if you would send me one. I'll do a podcast reading of your book. How would that be?
Fantastic.
That would be fantastic.
I'll do a podcast reading of my book.
Pardon me?
I could do a podcast reading with you.
I would love you just to do the reading, and I'll just do the little intro, like gathering the kitties around. That would be fun.
Perfect.
We should totally do that, you know, because you don't have anything going on in your life in the next 5 weeks. So we should just plan that.
No, no, I'll have a lot of time, you know, driving from city to city. So I'll have some time on my hands.
Hey, well, you know my number, so you can give me a call. Hey, why has it always been important to you to be out and also be such an advocate for GLBT causes? Because, I mean, obviously you're connecting with children's books to that earliest acknowledgement of difference. And
right.
You've really just been such a champion. I mean, you have done such extensive philanthropic work. I couldn't even list it all. Of course, I think just being one of the fabulous men on Queer Eye for the Straight Guy was so pioneering. Ted Allen is a, you know, former Chicagoan.
And
he used to come in my restaurant all the time while you guys were filming, because my ex and I had a restaurant. I just thought it was so brave for all of you to just be such pioneers. So has it always been important for you to be out and an advocate?
No, not always. I mean, you know, I think everybody, you know, a lot of people or most people struggle with that fear of coming out. And whenever I speak to college students or to parent groups or whatever, I always say, you know, it's so daunting because it's the one thing that you're afraid if you tell somebody in your family, you know, that they won't love you anymore if they find out. You know, other things, if you fail a test at school, you can come home and say, oh, wow, I failed this test. I can't believe it. Or, Mom, I'm, you know, the only black girl in my class. Everyone makes fun of me. You go home and you kind of have that support of your family because they're just like you. But when you grow up gay, you feel so isolated and so different that you don't know who to turn to. And, you know, I experienced that just like so many other teens. And, it was really, really difficult. And then by the time I was, you know, like 30 and ready to, you know, I was working in fashion. And that's a great community to be out in. And it wasn't an issue at all at Ralph Lauren, which is an amazing company. And then the opportunity for Queer Eye arose. And I really didn't even think about it other than, you know, I guess everyone's been on gay now, including all my cousins, like in Sweden. But bring it on. You know, I think Bravo and the producers of Queer Eye Scout Productions, everybody was really brave and just saying, hey, let's let these guys just be themselves. And, you know, I think that was a great step forward to just have five gay guys who are just being who they are. You know, we did get some flack even from the gay community that, you know, the show was promoting stereotypes. And, you know, our answer was just like, actually, no, we're just being ourselves. And, you know, that's the whole thing about being out and being proud is just being you and being proud of it and realizing that there's lots of diversity within our community. And, you know, there you know, of course, there are tons of gay florists and hairdressers and stylists, but there's also, you know, gay doctors and lawyers. That's just not what our show happened to be about.
Right. Well, and I think it was an infectious phenomenon that you all were really just yourselves. And I think you were kind of the ringleader and America fell in love with you and it didn't matter, you know, and that was what was so great. It broke down any of those barriers of like, I don't know a gay person or
right.
Came right into our homes. And especially while we watched you transform these guys,
You know, people watching were transformed just in the whole process. Well, I know we have to wrap up. I just want to say that I hope you have a fabulous summer. It sounds like it's going to be great. And I hope for all of our listeners that any city you're in, you can try to get to a True Colors stop and see the show. It'll be a little different every night in every city, so that makes it truly unique. And tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com, or you can get full information on the tour at TrueColorsTour.com. And Carson, thanks so much for being on with us, and have fun at your summer camp for gay rock stars. I love it.
I will. Come and see us. Okay, bye.
Hi there, I'm Proud FM's Deb Pierce, Toronto's official queer respondent. I'll be keeping you plugged into what's hot in Toronto this summer. Toronto's patio season is upon us, and that means Pride Week isn't that far away. Come join me and a million other people for Unified the week of June 20th to 29th. It promises to be one of the best prides ever, with headliner Sandra Bernhard and Spice Girl Melanie C already confirmed to perform. Look for me in Chicago on Friday, June 13th at Gay Idol at Circuit Nightclub. Visit www.torontotourism.com to find out why you should be heading to Toronto this summer. Hope to see you soon.
And we just need to say goodbye, folks, because Stephen Ritter and I have had such a gas with Carson and the whole gas. So we're going to be at the True Colors Tour. We hope you are too, in your city, wherever the True Colors are coming.
Yes.
And is there a gay band that you think is like the quintessential gay band?
Me?
Yeah.
Myself and I, the quintessential gay
band. Like, is
band.
Queen the gay band quintessential?
Ooh.
Is Duran Duran the quintessential gay band?
I don't know.
Next year, who should they have on the True Colors Tour?
The Ting Tings.
The who?
The Ting Tings are my new favorite band.
The Ting Tings?
The Ting Tings are from England. They're the Ting Tings. They have a song called That's Not My Name. Go download it. Get it. It's one of my
That's
favorite.
That's not my name.
That's not
the
my
Ting
name.
Tings.
That's not my name. That's not. They call me Tracy. It's brilliant. It's my new favorite. I literally was playing it on my iPod walking home from the show, and this girl, this wonderful girl, tapped me on the shoulder. Young girl tapped me on the shoulder, and I took out my earbud, and she went, I love your model walk. I was getting it. Apparently, I was just sashaying up and down.
Sashay?
Shantay.
How can they not have RuPaul on the True Colors Tour?
But I'm telling you, the Ting Tings. The Ting Tings. TINGS-TINGS. That's not my name. Get it.
Stephen Ritter, I hope you have a wonderful, happy Pride.
I can't wait.
And how old were you when you came out?
When I came out? I came out of the womb. I was about, 17, 18 years old.
17, 18 years
Which
old.
Which was just 5 years ago.
In Tennessee, just 5 years ago. And before that, did you know you were gay, but you weren't living your
own? I knew I was gay when I was 4.
Yeah?
I told my parents that God had put me in the wrong body.
Oh, you thought you were a woman?
No, not that, but I knew that I liked girl stuff and not guy stuff. I didn't want to be a girl, but I knew I had the wrong likings. And my parents said, well, how do you feel about that? And I said, well, it's just what happened. And kind of walked on and knew that there was such stress about it, I never brought it up again. I asked my mother about that years ago. I said, did I actually do this, or is this just a false memory? And she went, no, that's what you said.
So how old were you?
I was 4.
So you were 4. So when was the first time you slept with a guy? How old?
How dare you? No, I was 17.
17?
I think, no, Yes, 17.
Did you French kiss a boy before 17?
No, I met a boy on our all-state chorus trip, and he was in Knoxville, and God bless America, he was pretty. And his friends, I had befriended his friends, and he introduced me. He was a bass, I was a tenor, it worked. And
bottom top.
And I'll tell you right now, he smoked. And because of that, this sounds so gross to everyone else in the world, but if you're a smoker and you kiss me, oh, honey, hush.
Hush.
I love it. Don't you dare put gum in your mouth. Take that cigarette out of your mouth and put your mouth on mine. I think that is the sexiest thing in the world. And he was just lovely. It was 17. And that's when I realized what everybody was talking about. When a guy kissed me the first time, I went, oh, I get it. Oh, I get it. That's the skyrocket. That's
so exciting to have you on the QueerCast. Thanks for being with us. And it's Pride Month, folks. We hope you're sporting your pride as Carson and Stephen and I try to do on a daily basis. So we hope you have a great time. We'll talk to you next week here on the QueerCast.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This program is brought to you in part by Bud Light. Bud Light keeps it coming. Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit BroadwayInChicago.com. And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow. Special thanks to our Queercast family, Kirk Williamson, newscaster, Amy Wooten, news editor, and Di Sturkey, production editor. I'm Amy Matheny, your host. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueercast.com and iTunes. The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Subscribe today. Windy City Queercast, queer and now. Your truth.